92.9 WBPM,
where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I am 58 years old, and I can proudly say I have never smoked anything in my life, never even consumed recreational chemicals. Now, I'm not including things like wine and mixed drinks in that, but even those are a pretty rare thing for me. Recent research indicates that the number of people smoking in America has dropped considerably in the last 20 years, but there's still a lot of people doing it, and about 500,000 Americans die from a smoking-related situation each year. But last week, I read that the UK government is taking a firm stance on ending smoking with a new bill that will put cigarettes out of reach for future generations. It was proposed by an organization called the Action on Smoking and Health, and it will prohibit anyone born on or after January 1st of 2009 from ever buying cigarettes. Under the Tobacco and Vapes Bill, which will also allow government to regulate tobacco, vaping, and nicotine products, including flavors and packaging. Now, it's not approved yet, and there's a lot of people with their panties in a tight wad over this, but if it does get signed by King Charles, it would be the toughest anti-smoking policy in the world. The UK isn't the first to try this, though. The New Zealand government approved something similar in 2022 when Jacinda Ardern was the head of the country, but the second she was voted out, their new president voided that policy.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.